Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and your anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out again this week for a wonderful episode. As a reminder, check our website, www.moneyripples.com. Still great blogs, great stuff. And if you haven't done so, go ahead and download the book, Beyond Rice and Beans. That's on there, especially if you want to find out the best ways that my clients, on average, have freed up $34,000 a year. So check that out. Also, shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. If you would love to be able to get amazing returns on your money with as little as $100, and you would also like to be able to make a difference in people's lives, check out fundingahp.com. That's funding, AHP is an American Homeowner Preservation.com. Check that out, and I'll tell you, amazing stuff. Great returns, and you make a difference in people's lives by helping them keep their homes or be able to refinance their homes. So check it out. So today, I want to pose a question to you. This is a question I've started to notice lately. I've had a lot of people come to me, and they obviously have things that they desire. I mean, a lot of people have been coming to me lately because they want to figure out how to get their money working for them or their business or whatever, so they don't have to keep working hard for money. They're kind of tired of it. They want to have the option to work because they love it, because they choose to, not because they feel like they have to pay the bills. And so people are like, hey, I've got this lump sum of cash or whatever. You know, I want to see how I can retire early. And they want it. They seem like they want it so bad. They'll tell me like, hey, this is what I want. This would be amazing. I would love it. And then here's what's interesting. They get shown the path, and the path is not hard. In fact, sometimes the path is actually aligned with what they were hoping for in the first place. You know, for example, many people have come to me because they're like, hey, I want to see if I can get some passive real estate coming in to get me to retire. And then when they're shown how they can actually do it with real numbers, right? Not just hypotheticals, but like with real numbers, real properties, what happens? They freeze up. They're like, oh, wow. I don't know. That just seems so big. It just seems so big to me. It just seems so, you know, that's a lot, you know. And so, for example, some of these people, I'll give you, you know, a guy that actually came to me as a referral. He reached out to me, and this guy is not a client yet, but he had reached out to me, and he said, okay, like, I would love to see what's possible. And I even connected him with my real estate contacts, and he had about $500,000 between his savings and his home equity. So he was having to get most of it out of a home equity line of credit, right? And so we're like, hey, this makes sense. He's like, yeah, I'm starting to see that. And he's kind of like some people I've come across lately where they like to research a little bit, right? Which is great. I love when people actually want to verify things. When it came down to it, he came back with $500,000. They actually had properties, and the properties haven't been as good lately as they were just even a few months ago. I mean, they're still great compared to what most people get, but they weren't as sweet as some of the deals we had seen previously. But when we had seen it, it's still $500,000, it's about $425,000 that was going to create $5,300 a month. $5,300 a month. It was just over $63,000 a year. So $5,300 a month with $425,000, right? I mean, pretty awesome. His goal was $5,000 a month. That was his goal. He figured, hey, if I can start out with that, that's amazing. That's not quite everything I want to make to be able to replace my income at my job, but close. In fact, within a few years, he would beat it. Well, guess what? We showed that, and also I was showing him, like, hey, I've got some great numbers how you can use the life insurance to be able to make money twice now on that same money. So now you can still invest all that money and have it earning money in life insurance too. So he's making money twice. And you know what he said? He's like, I don't think I'm really quite ready for that right now. Nah, I don't know if I'm quite ready. You know, that doesn't, you know, it just doesn't, I don't know if I can do that. And I was like, okay, well, it's your choice. I don't care. I mean, like, that's fine. You know, okay, whatever you want, man. And the funny thing is he came back, he's like, well, maybe I'm just being overly skeptical. And I was like, overly skeptical? Yeah, probably. Yeah, and I've had several people actually say, like, maybe I'm just overthinking this. Maybe I'm overly skeptical. And it's interesting, as I've talked to some of these people, like him, that have run to this obstacle, and there's this big fear. They're, like, almost afraid to take action on that freedom, to actually get it. And in fact, some of them were skeptical, not because it doesn't work, but because it seemed too easy. They're like, I don't know. Like, I have to check into this more. It's almost as if you've been trained to believe that things have to be hard for you to get that answer. In fact, especially I notice the people that usually are more analytical, they're more skeptical because they're thinking, well, hey, if this were so easy, I would have thought of it first, right? You know, hey, I'm a pretty intelligent person. Why didn't I think of this? Well, the reason is because it's not about how smart you are. It's about what you see. And do you actually take advantage of the opportunity when it's there right in front of you? Or do you wait for something harder to come along where you have to kick your butt harder? You have to do things harder before you can come along and make that happen. And that's my point. It's not interesting that so many people, due to the easiness of the way, or so many people that think like, oh, wow, now I can get it. What am I going to happen? You know, what's going to happen? Now, sometimes it's because it's easy and they become skeptical. Other times because they think, oh, wait, this makes it real, right? This is where it gets real. Oh, my gosh. This is actually what happened to me in 2006 when I was able to retire for the first time. You know, I got to that point. I realized, wait a minute. I'm looking at the numbers. I'm thinking, I don't have to keep working. I actually have enough passive streams of income. I could seriously work a couple hours a week, you know, doing what I'm doing with and getting business streams of income that pay me $4,000 or $5,000 a month. I could retire right now. And it was shocking to me. And it actually did scare me a little bit. I still took action on it. That's the difference, you know. But it did scare me a little bit. I'm thinking, wait, well, now what do I do with my life? You know, and that's what happens. Like, things start to pop up. You're like, well, now I actually I can't keep making excuses anymore. I actually have the freedom to do what I want. And that's something that I want you to ask yourself is, you know, what am I avoiding? Like, what path is easy for me that I'm avoiding right now? Do I really want what I say I want? Do I really want it? Am I willing to take the action to get it? Even if that action is simple. These are the questions you should be really asking yourself. Ask yourself, what areas in my life am I avoiding taking action because either it's easy or because I don't want to face the truth? You know, and do I really want it? Am I really willing to do what it takes? And when willing to do what it takes, I know some people will say that. They're like, I don't know, care how hard it is or how long it takes. I will do it. What if it's not that hard? And what if it won't take that long? What, like I'm seeing in many of my clients' situation. That's the question you should be asking yourself. Now, I'll tell you, like a lot of these people, here's one thing I've had people do to overcome this, is I say, okay, great. You saw the huge vision of what is possible and what you could even do in 1 year. All right. Well, if that's scary, why don't you try, you know, instead of buying like, you know, in this case, like 7 properties to get that benefit, why don't you just try buying 1 or 2? Start out. See what happens. See how hard it really is. You know, and the thing is, these are turnkey real estate properties. So it's not like you're doing a lot of work on this. You basically have property managers doing a lot of the work for you. The hardest process you go through is pretty much getting the loan, you know, going to get the mortgage for it. You know, you might have to go through about a month's worth of underwriting to get that home. That's it. That's usually the biggest thing you deal with. Yeah, you might have some decisions from time to time, but for the most part, the day-to-day management, you don't even deal with. You're just basically putting the money into that property to buy the property. And then you have a property management company doing all the work for you, getting renters in, if it doesn't already have a renter in it, and everything else, right? You know, that kind of stuff, that's how easy it is. You know, it doesn't have to take more time. It doesn't have to be hard. It can be very simple. And so I told them, like, hey, just start with 1 or 2 properties. And then they're like, okay, I can see that. You know, okay, cool. I think I could do that. All right, well, good. We'll go do it. You know, stop researching forever. Stop hum-hawing about it and try it out, you know, and that's what I've had some of those people do. And here's what I'll tell you will happen. This has just been the last few months. I've started to see this little trend with some of my clients lately, and it's happened before, but I've seen a bigger trend with people that are more analytical, I've noticed. It's like, you know, try it out. See what happens. See how hard, quote unquote, it really is, because you'll find out it's not that big of a deal, and then you'll be able to do more, but at least start there. And so it's interesting. You know, people ask me for a game plan. Hey, can I have a game plan to show me how to make create this? Well, even if I show you a game plan, would you take action on it? Because who gives a crap about having a plan if you're not willing to take action on it? Then you know what it becomes? It just becomes a hypothetical scenario of the what if that you didn't take advantage of. So I challenge you, are you really sure you want what you want? Are you sure about that? And are you willing to try it out? Even if it's simple, and even if it causes you to face some fears, are you willing to try it out? You know, that's my challenge to you. I know it's a short episode, but I really want you to let that fester in your mind and wonder where you're not taking action. What are you avoiding right now that could be giving you that life of freedom that you say you want? What is it? Figure out what it is and find out what your next step is to take action. You don't have to do the entire thing. I know it can become big and tedious, or not even tedious, but even overwhelming sometimes to see that big picture. Just like it scared many of my clients to say, oh, wow, I can do this. But oh, my gosh, goodness, this is big. Okay, great. Well, can you take that next step? And I promise you, as you take that next step, you'll find out that the next step won't be so hard. And once you start moving, things move along. The hardest step to take is always the first one. You know, going from a state of not moving to a state of moving can be difficult. You know, like they say in the laws of motion, right? You know, an object at rest remains at rest, but an object in motion will remain in motion. Start moving your feet. Start doing what you say you want to do. And start getting that life that you love, that life of freedom, that life that you deserve. Get it. Be willing to claim it and own it, accept it, and then move forward with it. Hey, this is Chris Miles signing off. Thank you for joining me this week. Have a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.